It was a child that died. A boy of 12. On a hot day, pushed down a well and broke his neck. I was drawn in, compelled to seek, and led to fire.
God's day! What power!
It was a secret lost for centuries, but then stumbled on in the shadows of a London crypt. Dark fire. When loosed, it consumed all before it, and would lead this world to destruction and the last judgment.
One farthing! The most terrible crime of the year!
The sun was a fiery ball in the clear blue sky as I rode Chancery through the stink and din of narrow London lanes. It had hardly rained in a month, and the butts were dry.
The child murderers of Walbrook taken to Newgate. Read the shocking story!
I passed him a farthing and read of Elizabeth Wentworth. Her uncle was waiting for me when I arrived home.
I visited her in Newgate this morning. Oh, God's mercy, it's awful. And she still won't talk. You will help, won't you?
I don't know that I can.
Well, you did before.
That was property law, Joseph. This is different.
Please, hear me out.
Joseph Wentworth was a plump, ruddy-cheeked farmer, the owner of some poor lands out in Essex. And he told me how one of his brothers was the father of the murdered boy, and the other had been the father of Elizabeth Wentworth, the girl accused of killing the child. The girl's mother died 2 years before, and the flux took her father last autumn.